Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey there, it's Lori. I wanted to share with you a short clip from a recent conversation I had with Ofi from the Astro Twins. This one is about astrology and how we can use the element that's associated with our birth year to help decorate our homes. It feels so spot on. So take a listen. Here's Ofi.
We have the Lunar New Year, the year of the water rabbit, starting on January 21st, 22nd, the eve of the 21st. And so if you're born in a year that ends in zero or one, you're the metal element. So we actually, with our home reset course, have a whole design guide because each of these elements has its own style. So metal people like things structured, organized. They tend to like whites and silvers and grays and that kind of thing, and more modern fixtures. The water years are the ones that end in two or three. We're in one now, 22 and 23. If you're born in a water year, you like more flow. I mean, this won't show, but this curvy lamp behind me, like shapes that look like waves. I'm born in a water year. So black, navy, kind of more of that boho chic layered flow. And then wood is someone who's born in a year that ends in four or five. They like sort of wood, columnar, traditional, upright, strong pieces, you know, things shelving, things in their place, more traditional and classic, pinstripes, all the way down to the textiles and patterns that you get.
Cool.
Fire people born in 6 and 7 years, bright colors, triangular shapes, purples, reds, oranges, blues, primary colors, graphic arts, graffiti, like they might, even if they have traditional furniture, they'll throw in some like really modern kind of like Basquiat type of art and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lighting is really important. And then earth, born in the years 8 and 9, that end in 8 and 9, and they're more like square and low and the big sofa that you sink into. My friend who's born in 1969 has this gigantic L-shaped deep couch that, you know, like gather around for movie night and, you know, handmade pottery, terracotta kind of thing. Now there's in this system that we call feng shui astrology, each element supports the one after it. So if you have people in your home, you know, the metal person, the 0 or 1 year will support the 2 and 3 year, but it'll chop the wood. It's like, so kind of skip a sign. Every other sign challenges the one, two elements away. So you have these dynamics in your home that are really helpful to know because you can decorate or zone or separate people as needed depending on their elements. So,
yeah. That is so cool. My husband and I have the same year.
Okay.
We have the same ending, and we're very much on the same wavelength with like what we like.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to think about when we live with other people who have a different element and trying to match everybody's needs.
It's very hard, and even their social needs, because like you just described, earth, they love to nurture and plant roots and kind of really hunkering is an earth. It's hunkering down is so earth, you know?
Right.
Whereas water, we're like night people. We like to flow and we leave stuff all over the place, or, you know, like some elements are more organized or, so you have to like create different zones and social spaces.
Yes. And then each year, do you feel like there's a new thing that each element could work on in their home? Or
We're in a water year again, in a second water year. So if you are a metal person, a 0 or 1, I would say work on just bringing a little bit more energy, like literally flowing through your space. You know, metal is the pipe that water flows through. So it could be a great year for a metal person to do a home-based business. Water represents money and abundance. So let the water flow through that, through your pipes, you know, and let feelings flow too. Metal people can be very suppressed. They're very critical. They cut. They're sharp. So soften it up a little bit. Find a little more compassion for people.
Yeah.
And then if you're a 2 or 3 water year person, then you get another year of kind of being, quote unquote, in your element.
Okay.
And you get to kind of just prowl around at night working in the wee hours. Water people love when no one else is up and they can just get into the zone and lose track of time or create little tributaries that you can flow. So very creative.
Yeah.
For wood people, water nourishes wood. So if you're a 4 or 5 year, water, you know, what can you grow this year? What needs more support and what, quote unquote, water to grow from, you know, a little shoot into a tree? Which projects would you like to work on?
Right.
And then fire is challenged by water as you, water puts out a fire.
Yeah.
So it's one more year for fire people to just kind of calm down. You got to keep calm a little bit because that water is telling you, hey, this isn't the year to blaze up everything. Just simmer. It's fine.
Yeah.
We don't have to be, we don't have to be at full blaze every year. So the next 2 years, 24 and 25, will be wood years. Wood feeds fire. And then they can blaze it up. So if they can simmer down a little, they can get focused, sit still, and figure out what they're going to want to nurture in 24 and 25.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, the earth in the 8 and 9 years. You know, earth is the one that can suppress water because it absorbs water. Right. So I think earth people are probably going to be working another year on healthy boundaries and relationships. Like, feel, you know, earth people kind of feel like they have to take care of everyone and they get absorbed in everyone else's lives and business or projects and not enough in their own. So letting people learn their own lessons and you just get yourself grounded.
Okay.
So try and organize everyone else.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Being Home with Hunker. For more information about this episode or others, visit hunker.com/podcast. And if you don't already, please follow our show. If you like what you hear, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review and share it with your friends. It really does help. Being Home with Hunker is produced by me, Lori Gunning Grossman. Eve Epstein is our executive producer. The podcast is recorded and mixed at Night Shift Audio. Theme music by Jonathan Grossman. Special thanks to our team at Hunker, senior designer Maury Med, and director of audience development Gina Goff. Hunker's mission is to inspire and empower you to create a space that expresses who you are, shows off your unique style, and makes your life happier and more productive. Let's go. Are you ready? This is Super Cash. Tell me when. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. It's Lori. I want to share with you. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. No, I can't say hi, guys.